Welcome back. I'm your host Kerim and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh nations. We've reached the fifth episode of Euroneuro, where we are going backwards and recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. In this episode, we will be talking about Eurovision 2018, which I think was one of the best editions of Eurovision in the 2000s. There were a number of fun songs from different genres, and I'd like to introduce all of them to you in this episode of Euroneuro. Before we start, I'd like to give a brief update on the path to Eurovision 2023, which is almost upon us with less than 2 months to go. Eurovision 2023 is going to take place in the second week of May, with the final being held on May 13th. All the participating songs have been announced, and although I haven't listened to any of them, and I'm not going to until the live performances on the stage of the Eurovision, I'm pretty excited about the songs of Finland, Czechia and Croatia. These countries' entries have been receiving great feedback so far, and I'm especially happy to see Finland on the top ranks of the odds list of bookmakers. Finland has switched back to sending hard rock or metal songs in 2021, and this change in policy brought them their first top 10 result in 2021 since their win in 2006. This year, Finland will be represented by Karja with his party metal song Cha-Cha-Cha. Currently, Finland is running third in the bets to win the Eurovision, trailing behind Sweden and Ukraine. Sweden will be represented by Loreen, who won the competition in 2012 with her song Euphoria and is coming back with a very strong bid to win again. The only performer to have won the competition twice is Johnny Logan from Ireland, who won with What's Another Year and in 1980 and Hold Me Now and with Hold Me Now in 1987. We will see if Loreen will be able to accomplish this as well. Ukraine will be represented by Tuorchi and their pop song Heart of Steel. Personally, I don't think people will vote for Ukraine to get a second consecutive win, but for the time being, many odds are in their favor. Finally, as a last update, Lazara from Canada, representing France, has revealed her song entitled Évidemment, meaning obviously in French. I'm pretty curious to hear her performance as well. And now, without further ado, let's start talking about Eurovision 2018. Eurovision 2018 was held in Lisbon, Portugal, following the country's spectacular win with one of the best winners of Eurovision, Amar Pelos Dois by Salvador Sobral in 2017. We will hear this lovely waltz, which got the highest ever score in the history of Eurovision Song Contest, in our next episode. This was Portugal's first and only win in the Eurovision. Although they have a mediocre performance overall throughout the years, Portugal is one of my most favorite Eurovision countries, with their persistently sticking to sending songs in Portuguese, until 2021 though, which was the first year where they sent an all-English song. Apart from their success, they did a good job hosting the Eurovision in Altice Arena of Lisbon. This was one of the reasons I really enjoyed the contest in 2018, and another reason was the presence of many songs touching on a wide range of political and social issues persisting in Europe. In this episode, I will try to explain the songs of Eurovision 2018 with their political references. One of the biggest crises Europe has been facing since more than the last decade is the refugee protection crisis. The civil war in Syria that started in 2011 as part of the Arab Spring, which is a series of protests against the dictators that have been ruling the countries for years, leading the people of their countries to poverty and some preparing to even leave their places to their heirs. The protests started in Tunisia when Mohamed Bouazizi, a street vendor, set himself on fire in front of the governor's office in protest of his wheelbarrow being confiscated. The protests in Tunisia resulted in the downfall of the regime of Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and sparked a series of protests in other Arab countries. Syria was one of them, and the protests against the head of the state, Bashar al-Assad, were encountered with violent suppression of the protesters. This resulted in the beginning of the armed conflicts between militia groups and the Syrian army. The civil war and the gaining of power of ISIS due to instability of the region caused a massive migration of people fleeing from the war. Most of the refugees crossed the border towards Turkey in the north, Jordan in the south, and Lebanon in the southwest. A lot of people also use Turkey as a transit country to go to Europe to find a safe haven through Turkey's borders with Greece and Bulgaria. However, a lot of people also took the dangerous road through Mediterranean and Aegean seas to reach the coasts of Greece, Italy, France, and other countries. Europe received a massive influx of refugees, especially between the years of 2011 and 2016. European countries, like most of the other countries, haven't been welcoming to the people who are fleeing the war and who are bearing the humanitarian right to seek asylum. Those people were met with inhumane conditions in the refugee camps and prolonged processing of asylum applications. In 2016, European Union and Turkey signed the shameful readmission agreement. This agreement required Turkey to close its borders to the exit of the refugees from the country towards Europe. This resulted in an increased amount of people trying to reach Europe through the sea using inflated boats overloaded by smugglers in exchange of excessive amounts of money. Consequently, a lot of people died while trying to reach Europe through this kind of dangerous routes. Also, the agreement required Turkey to readmit the people who managed to reach Europe. This is against the human rights and the 1951 convention relating to the status of the refugees, signed in Geneva, and defines the refugees and the rights and responsibilities of the refugees and the refugee-accepting countries. The readmission agreement is also contradictory to the Dublin Regulation of the European Union, which states that the asylum applications must be processed in the countries where the asylum seekers enter Europe. Although this is another unfair regulation that puts a disproportionately heavy burden on the people of Mediterranean countries that receive the most refugees, the readmission agreement is in violation of this regulation as well. Turkey accepted this agreement because the EU promised financial support of up to 6 billion euros to the country, which was at the time heading towards an economic crisis and was in desperate need of foreign money. Most of this money was not used for the benefit of the refugees, but used for building torture houses for refugees under the name of removal centers, with the permission from the EU. European Union used Turkey for the purpose of keeping asylum seekers away from them, and because they knew they would be able to do so by condoning to the human rights violations and the violations of the European Convention of the Human Rights by the government of Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the violations against the decisions of European Court of Human Rights against Turkey, especially in the cases of political prisoners such as Selahattin Demirtas and Figen Yüksekdağ and the leaders of the Kurdish political movement. European Union signed this agreement with Turkey by accepting it as a safe third country. However, the asylum seekers didn't have the internationally recognized status of refugee in Turkey, as the country signed the 1951 Geneva Refugee Convention with geographical limitation, stating that it will only accept refugees from Europe. Thus, none of the arrivals from Syria obtained the status of refugees and thus remained extremely vulnerable to racist attacks, exploitation of labor, assaults, including sexual assaults, and deprivation of the access to public services, such as healthcare. Turkey used the refugees as a cheap labor force and an asset to threaten Europe to meet its demands. An example of this happened when in February 2020, after the killing of 33 Turkish soldiers by Russian and Syrian forces in the Syrian city of Idlib, Turkey declared that it would allow the Syrian refugees to cross the border to Europe, because Europe didn't allow it to act freely in the territory of Syria. And it was by then complaining about not getting as much support as it wanted for its base's military presence in Syria. Turkey not only allowed refugees to cross the border, but also forcefully transported people to the borders, causing the refugees to be the target of the bullets of the Greek border police, or their boats being capsized by the task force of European Union called Frontex, whose primary duty is to basically do this, sink the boats of refugees. Turkey's occupation of the Kurdish-controlled regions in Syria, called Rojava, resulting from an anti-Kurdish policy, is also one of the major causes of displacement of people in Syria. As the country goes into one of the most important elections in its history, set to be held on May 14, 2023, the refugees are being used as a leverage of most of the political parties and are being targeted by fascist ultra-nationalistic parties. What needs to be done is to provide the people with the status of refugee immediately, cancel the readmission agreement with the European Union, and open the borders and allow Syrian people who want to stay in Turkey as resident permit holders or citizens with complete access to public services. European Union should delist Turkey from the list of safe third countries, which is basically not a safe country for refugees, and allow people to reach Europe through safe routes and process the applications rapidly without separating families. The refugee protection crisis of Europe was most persistent in 2015, when almost 1 million people reached Europe. In fact, in 2016, when the contest, Eurovision Song Contest, was held in Sweden, the winner of the previous year's contest and the host of the contest that year in Sweden, Måns Zelmerlöw, expressed his discontent with the country's decision to deport the Syrian refugees. However, I wanted to talk about how Europe failed in protecting the refugees, and how it exposed its extremely biased approach to human rights in this episode covering 2018. Because the entry of France in 2018 was related to this topic. France was represented in Eurovision 2018 by the duo Madame Monsieur with their song Merci. The song is about a girl named Merci who was born to Nigerian refugees on a boat on the Mediterranean Sea, in the midst of the European migrant crisis. A Nigerian refugee woman named Taiwo Yusuf went into labor while on board of the immigrant rescue ship L'Aquarius, operated by the humanitarian organization SOS Mediterranee. As the boat made its way to the port of Catania in Sicily, Yusuf delivered an 8-pound baby girl on March 21st, 2017, and she named her Merci. She said, quote unquote, "Those people were so kind to me," about the crew on the board of the ship. On that same day, Madame Monsieur were in a Paris recording studio working on their debut album. They said, "We were just chilling on Twitter and we found this picture of this baby, born 15 minutes earlier." This was a quote by the vocalist Emily Satt. She continued, "It came so hard and so strong into our hearts that, after a few minutes, we thought maybe we should try to translate this emotion into a song." And that's how the song Merci came out. Now, let's listen to Merci by Madame Monsieur, representing France in Eurovision 2018.
Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. Au milieu de la mer, entre deux pays, Merci. C'était un long chemin et maman l'a pris. Elle m'avait dans la peau 8 mois et demi, oh oui, 8 mois et demi. La maison, c'était la guerre. Sûr qu'elle avait raison, y avait rien à perdre. Oh non, excepté la vie. Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. On m'a tendu la main et je suis en vie.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard the representative of France, Madame Monsieur, with their song Merci. This was a song bringing the problems faced by the refugees into the light. Apart from this issue, anti-war was a very prominent theme in Eurovision 2018. One of the anti-war songs that took the stage was the entry of Denmark, performed by Rasmussen. The song Higher Ground tells the story of Magnus Erlandsson, a late Viking Age chieftain with a reputation for gentleness and kindness. He refused to fight in a Viking raid in Anglesey, Wales, because of his religious convictions, and instead stayed on board the ship during the Battle of Menai Straits, a battle that took place in 1098 between Magnus Barefoot, King of Norway, and the Anglo-Norman earls Hugh of Montgomery and Hugh d'Avranche. And this took place as a part of Magnus Barefoot's expedition into the Irish Sea, which sought to assert Norwegian rule over the Kingdom of the Isles. This song, Higher Ground, is built around the same theme, suggesting peaceful terms instead of armed conflicts. It finished the competition in the ninth place with 226 points overall. Another anti-war song of Eurovision 2018 was the entry of Italy, which was one of the most powerful bits of the country during their course to win the Eurovision, which finally happened in 2021. The 2018 entry of Italy was called Non mi avete fatto niente, meaning you haven't done anything to me. The song was written after the Manchester Arena bombing, which took place during an Ariana Grande concert in 2017. And it deals with wars across the world and terrorist attacks in Europe and the Middle East. The singers cite London, Paris, Nice, Cairo and Barcelona in the lyrics. During the live show of the Eurovision 2018, the lyrics of this song are displayed on the TV broadcast in different languages. I found it very meaningful that the part that goes, quote-unquote, because everything goes beyond your useless wars, was displayed in Turkish because Turkey, at that time, launched yet another one of its invasions in Syria, only 4 months before the contest, occupying the Kurdish city of Afrin and displacing the overwhelming majority of the Kurdish population there. The Italian entry, Non mi avete fatto niente, had a very successful competition and finished the contest in the fifth place with 308 points. Now, let's listen to the two anti-war songs of Eurovision 2018. The Danish entry of Higher Ground by Rasmussen and the Italian entry of Non mi avete fatto niente by Ermal Mata and Fabrizio Moro respectively. After these two songs, we will take a short break, which I will be back right after.
Ships in the making, bound for a distant shore, world for the taking, men gone forevermore, boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't. We'll be right back.
Al Cairo non lo sanno che ore sono adesso. Il sole sulla Rambla oggi non è lo stesso. In Francia c'è un concerto, la gente si diverte. Qualcuno canta forte, qualcuno grida a morte. A Londra piove sempre ma oggi non fa male. Il cielo non fa sconti, neanche un funerale. A Nizza il mare rosso di fuochi e di vergogna, di gente sull'asfalto e sangue nella fogna.
E questo corpo enorme che noi chiamiamo terra, ferito nei suoi organi dall'Asia all'Inghilterra. Galassie di persone disperse nello spazio, ma quello più importante è lo spazio di un abbraccio. Di madri senza figli, di figli senza padri, di volti illuminati come muri senza quadri. Minuti di silenzio spezzati da una voce: non mi avete fatto niente,
non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente. Questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, oltre la gente. Non mi avete fatto niente.
C'è chi si fa la croce, chi prega sui tappeti, le chiese e le moschee, gli imam e tutti i preti, ingressi separati della stessa casa, miliardi di persone che sperano in qualcosa.
Braccia senza mani, facce senza nomi, scambiamoci la pelle, in fondo siamo umani, perché la nostra vita non è un punto di vista e non esiste bomba pacifista.
Non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente, questa è la mia vita che va avanti. Oltre tutto, oltre la gente, non mi avete fatto niente, non avete avuto niente, perché tutto va oltre le vostre inutili guerre.
Grandi cieli, le metropolitane, i muri di contrasto alzati per il pane, ma contro ogni terrore che ostacola il cammino, il mondo si rialza col sorriso di un bambino, col sorriso di un bambino. Il sorriso di un bambino. Consapevole che tutto più non torna, la felicità volava come vola via una bolla.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2018, and we've just heard the two anti-war entries from the contest, Denmark's Higher Ground by Rasmussen and Italy's No Mia Vete Fatto Siente by Ermal Mata and Fabrizio Moro. Another political event that was implicated on the stage of the Eurovision in 2018 was the Me Too movement. Me Too is a social event, a social movement against sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and rape culture, in which people publicize their experiences of sexual abuse or sexual harassment. In 2006, the Me Too movement was founded by a survivor and an activist, Tarana Burke. Following the exposure of numerous sexual abuse allegations against film producer Harvey Weinstein in October 2017, the movement began to spread virally as a hashtag on social media. Encouraged by American actress and activist Alyssa Milano to help reveal the extent of problems with sexual harassment and assault by showing how many people have experienced these events themselves, a wide spectrum of survivors, including young people, queer, trans, the disabled, black women and girls, and all communities of color. The winning entry by Israel, the song Toy by Netta, was a song inspired by this movement. It won the televote, receiving the highest public vote, and came in third in the jury votes. The professional jury awarded the highest score to Austria's entry, Nobody But You, by Caesar Sampson. Let's hear the song now, and about the song that won the competition overall, the Israeli entry. Following the call from Palestinian Campaign for Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel, which advocates for a boycott of Israeli academic and cultural institutions for their deep and persistent complicity in Israel's denial of Palestinian rights that are stipulated in international law, I will not be playing the Israeli entry. Now, let's hear the Austrian entry, Nobody But You by Caesar Sampson.
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. I'm gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open water. This is what I need. Don't try to get you off of my mind. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep. I can't let you leave. It wouldn't be right letting you go. Running away from love. Ain't nobody but you. I can hold. Circles from my mind. After your words have been my Bible, how could I search for someone new? Ooh. While I really want you by my side. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep to let you leave. Wouldn't be right letting you go. Tear my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my
my heart out. Don't make me turn my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me turn my heart out. Wouldn't be right letting you go running away. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I right there in my arm, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just heard the entry of Austria, Nobody But You, by Cesar Sampson, which got the highest score in the jury votes. The political issues were not reflected only through songs on the stage in this year's contest. During Suri's performance representing the UK with her song Storm, a stage invader jumped on the stage, grabbed the microphone from Suri's hands and shouted, quote-unquote, "The Nazis of the UK media, we demand freedom." Remaining calm during the stage after the intrusion, Suri finished her performance and her team was proud of it, declining an offer from EBU, European Broadcasting Union, to perform again. Just like Spain did in Eurovision 2010 when the famous stage invader, Jimmy Jump, disrupted their performance. To this day, frankly, to be honest, I'm still not sure of the stage invaders' actual motivation in this protest. Let's hear Suri's entry, Storm, representing the UK in 2018, and I will play the live performance so that you can hear the stage invader shouting. After this, we will take a short break and we will continue with more songs from Eurovision 2018.
Shoulders, but it's not over. I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together.
Not sure what they're going to do now.
Together.
discover Noreen Braun's album Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest, a trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2018, and we've just heard the UK's entry that got disrupted by a stage invader. And the song was named Storm by Suri. And we've heard this song from the live show through broadcast of and the recording of BBC. Another political issue that came up during Eurovision 2018 was the censoring of the Irish entry by Chinese broadcaster Mango TV. They put the Irish song Together by Ryan O'Shaughnessy during the semi-final performance, likely because of its depiction of a gay romance. Mango TV pulled the act completely and blurred rainbow flags in the audience during other acts. Though there were rumors that Russia might also censor the Irish performance, it was broadcasted in full. But the Irish Independent reports that the Russian commentator claimed that the song was about quote-unquote male friendship. Homophobia and an anti-LGBTQI plus movement is often associated with Russia and China, as was the case in the Netflix's Eurovision movie called Eurovision, A Story of Fire Saga. However, it is also present in the European countries too. In 2020, Hungary didn't appear in the final list of participants, and they have been absent in the contest since then. The withdrawal came during a rise of anti-LGBTQI plus sentiment among the leadership of Hungary and the broadcaster MTVA, while no official reason for the withdrawal was given, an inside source speaking with the website index.hu speculated that the contest was considered quote-unquote too gay for the broadcaster MTVA to participate. Turkey also withdrew from the competition in 2013, citing their complaints about the unfair voting system. However, the director general of the Turkish broadcaster cited Conchita Wurst, a drag artist's participation and eventual victory in 2014, as one of the reasons. The entry of Hungary in 2018 was their last one that made it into the final, and this heavy metal song about a dying man speaking to his son was my most favorite entry this year. It is based on the singer Urs Siklos' deceased father. And Urs lost his life too, due to leukemia in 2021. Now, let's hear the two songs I mentioned in this segment, Irish entry of Together by Ryan O'Shaughnessy and the Hungarian entry of Vislat Yar, meaning Goodbye Summer.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean. I was doing all I could to keep you close. There were troubles in the water. You swore it was nothing. You said that we would always stay afloat. Why would true love look me in the eye and lie, lie? I thought we'd be together till we die. That I should know about. 'Cause there's a smile on your face that I haven't seen since we started going out. How could true love look me in the eye and lie, lie? I thought we'd be together till we die.
Yeah!
Welcome back everyone, you are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just heard the entry of Ireland in Eurovision 2018, together by Ryan O'Shaughnessy, and the entry of Hungary in the same year, Visatnyar by AWS. Ireland, with one of their best songs after a long stretch of poor results, finished 16th in the final with 136 points. However much I like the song, the European audience didn't agree. And my favorite entry of this year from Hungary finished 21st with only 93 points. So it was not one of the years that my ideas matched with those of the European viewers. Anywho, voting is not fair in the Eurovision anyways. Nearing to the end of our show, let me move on to my two other favorite songs from Eurovision 2018, and these are from my most favorite Eurovision countries, Estonia and Moldova. Estonia's entry was an opera song called La Forza by Elina Necheva. With her amazing dress and wonderful voice, Elina Necheva came in 8th in the final with 245 points, bringing Estonia one of its best results since their only win in 2001. Another song that I really liked in Eurovision 2018 was the entry of Moldova, My Lucky Day by Doredos. This fun pop song involving folkloric tunes had a super entertaining stage show, so be sure to check out the live performance as well. They scored 209 points and came in 10th overall. Now let's hear Estonia's entry, La Forza by Elina Necheva, and the Moldovan entry, My Lucky Day by Doredos. Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2018, and we've just heard the Estonian and Moldovan entries, La Forza by Elina Necheva and My Lucky Day by Doredos, respectively. There is one other song that I want to play in this episode from the Norwegian past winner, returning artist, very famous Alexander Rybak. No, we will hear this song in the episode later covering the year 2009. After winning the Eurovision in 2009 with this now classic song Fairy Tale, he came back with yet another great song about how to write a song. The guy obviously knows a thing or two about that. This song, entitled That's How You Write a Song, won the second semifinal but came in only 15th in the grand final with 144 points. Let's hear Norway's Eurovision 2018 entry, That's How You Write a Song by Alexander Rybak.
Enjoy the small things, with time they will get big. Gotta find your mission, a mission to pursue. You know you got a talent, whatever it may be. So work your magic and sing along with me. Song. I say scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-bop-bop, boogie-boogie-woogie, say all day long, see that's how you write a song. Step one, believe in it and sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it, that's how you write a song. Step one, believe in it and sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it, that's how you write a song.
One final welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. You listened to Norway's Eurovision 2018 entry, That's How You Write a Song by Alexander Rybak. We reached the end of our episode where I talked about Eurovision 2018. That year was heavy in the implications of the political and social events on the stage, so it was a delight to watch and recap for me. I'd like to say goodbye with a ballad from this year's contest. Eurovision 2018 was special in the sense that it contained a lot of political elements. But there was one more thing that made it unique. Germany chose to send a good song for a change. It's quite rare, so it makes me wonder whether it was an accident or not. But anyway, let's hear the German entry for Eurovision 2018. You Let Me Walk Alone by Michael Schulte. hope to be with you again in our next episode, where I will be talking about Eurovision 2017. Take care and goodbye.
I'm a dreamer, a make-believer. I was told that you were true. I love the silence and the clear horizon, and I got that all from you. Every now and then I'm drawn to places where I hear your voice or see your face, and every little thought will lead me right back to you. I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place a home, a shelter from the storm. You said I had a one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road alone. My childhood hero will always be you, and no one else comes close. I thought you'd lead me when life's misleading. It's when I miss you most. Every now and then I'm drawn to places where I hear your voice or see your face, and every little thought will lead me right back to you. I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place home, a shelter from the storm. You said I had one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road.
Tuma de la